Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here in front of Buckingham Palace just days after the Great Reset King was, of course, coronated. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about today as we see the changing of the guard. Basically, not just these guys behind us doing the changing of the guard, I'm talking about a change of civilization. And the only way that King Charles could keep up the royal family's bloodline as a power structure is to join the Great Reset. In fact, he was one of the founders and the introductory people at the Great Reset announcement with Klaus Schwab. If you want to see a little bit about the agenda that he has set forward going forward, check out this clip.
The current pandemic has brought unimaginable devastation to people's lives, livelihoods, and national economies. At the same time, the green recovery represents an unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live and do business. Now, I have long believed that we need a shift in our economic model that places nature and the world's transition to net zero at the heart of how we operate, prioritizing the pursuit of sustainable, inclusive growth in the decades to come. Having been championing climate action now for the last, I don't know, I suppose 40 years, I can tell you that this isn't a fight for the faint-hearted. However, increasingly, we are seeing more and more businesses, investors, and consumers prioritizing sustainability and thus creating a much more virtuous circle of supply and demand. By leveraging market forces and the immense resources of the private sector, there is hope that we can transform the situation. But I'm afraid we are literally at the last hour, and there is real urgency for action. We know now what we have to do to rescue the situation, rather than going on talking about it.
It's really one of the only ways that he is going to be able to continue this is by going for full technocracy, cashless society, carbon credits, all these things that are obviously anti-human and globalist, but that is always a plan. That was always a plan. That's why we see the collapse of the Western Empire, and that's why we see his only way of surviving as a family. But also on top of that, we have to remember that he has a ton of blackmail against him. He was good friends with Jimmy Savile, who, as we recently found out, was an advisor to him, and God knows what kind of stuff that Jimmy Savile has on him. So we have to keep this in mind as I walk around here, careful who hears me, because obviously people are very much royalists around here. Not everyone, but a lower amount of people all the time. And that's exactly why they're doing this. The climate change king wants to bring in 15-minute cities across the board. And that will be one of the major points of his reign, is those 15-minute cities. We're already seeing that in places like Oxford, where I will be going shortly to report on, as we see these little things in the street. You've probably seen them before. They go up to stop traffic, and they go down when a car comes through and puts in a code. They're installing that everywhere, and they're trying to keep people in their neighborhoods and not let them leave where they are. Now, as a dollar, obviously, is being lost very fast as a hegemony system to BRICS, the new world reserve currency system out of China and Russia and India, and obviously Saudi Arabia is joining. France is talking about joining. This is a control collapse, there's no doubt about it, and the whole purpose is to make sure that you will own nothing and you will be happy for the climate. It has nothing to do with the climate, of course, it's absurd. The government is the biggest polluter on earth, but that is their goal, that is the modus operandi that we see playing out right now. And the Western Empire wants to fall. It's been building up this cushion system for absolutely ever now. And it's been going back decades and decades and decades. And the whole idea was to use inflation to weaken people and push them into, you know, subservience. And then when it all comes crashing down with inflation and all these different things, what comes next? Well, there has to be some kind of replacement system, right? Well, and they want to be behind that replacement system, which, by the way, isn't run by them. It's run by a whole other system, technocracy. Again, that's why we see the collapse of the supply chain. I've seen train strikes here that it led to me waiting in line at the airport for 6 hours for a taxi. Because, you know, the mayhem of all of it, of course, as always, creates order. Order out of chaos, it's a very well-known saying. And we see that happen to the food supply. We see rations throughout parts of the UK. We see energy rations coming in, and we see absolutely destructive policies being put forward that cannot be by mistake. It has to be on purpose. All these things have to be on purpose. So when I'm watching, for example, shortages of oil, I see shortages of food, I see shortages of energy across the board, I see sabotage, Nord Stream, and all these different things, the risk of World War III, all that, inflation, housing crisis, which is very apparent here, by the way, and then they come in with climate policies on top of that, which clearly exacerbate the issue. It just happens that they have these so-called solutions to the problems that they created in the first place. I mean, come on, it doesn't take a genius to realize that all those things are coordinated. Of course, what I'm witnessing right now is the obvious move from the dollar to BRICS, and that just happens to be a cashless system. And that just happens to be based in this smart grid 15-minute city scenario, which they've been developing for absolutely years. And you have this smart grid attached to smart meters with carbon credits attached to, centrally planned cashless society, CBDC. And keep in mind that many banking apps already have these carbon credits on them. They're just not mandatory yet. And isn't what Charles is saying exactly what they are currently mapping out and have been for a long time? It's technocracy. It's Marxism with fascism mixed together. It's a very strange mix with technology. And it's the only way they could really get it across, by utilizing convenience, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. Now, as I stand in front of Buckingham Palace here, I have to remind people that most people are wandering around and have absolutely no idea this is happening and think everything is going to get better. It will eventually. Good overcomes evil, but it's going to get worse first. And we're witnessing a historic move here with King Charles. He is the guy who is bringing in this system with Klaus Schwab. And he has been working with these people for years. He's always said he wanted a different take on royalty. He's always said that he wanted to change the model as it is, from the old model to a new model. And we know that he's been dealing with the whole climate change issue for absolutely ever. I mean, if you want to see demoralization, you walk around the streets here. There's, instead of walking guys on some of the signs, instead of saying to walk, it's a trans logo. I'm serious. It's insane. Instead of British flags, you'll see Ukrainian flags, because they want World War III. It's all part of the same puzzle, and mass eugenics and all that, and we've seen that. So this is all happening before our eyes, and, you know, I see multiple... Look at Covent Gardens in London. If you've ever lived in London or been to London and you went to Covent Gardens, which I just walked from just moments ago, you'll notice that the streets are also built perfectly for 15-minute cities. And, you know, I've been talking about this for years. The vaccine mandates, all that kind of stuff, the vax pass would always be the precursor to, you know, climate lockdowns, which we now see. The 15-minute cities in Oxford, they're working on it in Cambridge, they're working on it in Paris. I just saw that in Paris. They're working on it in Madrid and Barcelona and Lisbon, and where Bilderberg's taking place right now, by the way, and they're going to be coming out of it with something interesting, of course. Dan Dix from Press for Truth is working on that story right now. And then we also see, obviously, Amsterdam's one of the best examples of that, as far as the development of smart cities and all that kind of stuff. So again, they create a problem and then they come in as a solution. That has always been how they do it, and we're witnessing that take place before our eyes at this very moment. I would have to tell people, if you have ever been to London, almost everything is cashless. It's very hard to find places that take cash unless you give them exact change, because they cannot give you back change. If you look at the issues of the average person and how they can afford things, inflation really is actually around 46% for necessities, foods, stuff like that. Rent is incredibly high. No one can get a mortgage here, and with interest rates, it's insane, and they just went up more. And I was just talking to a taxi driver the other day. This taxi driver, as I went from Victoria Station to my hotel, was telling me all about how this has affected him and how they've forced these things on him, and how it's been, in the last couple of years, just increasingly getting worse for trying to afford basic necessities. And this is all on purpose, because they come in as a solution. Instead of McDonald's, which is terrible food, obviously, and Burger King, which are both going down right now, you end up with, well, like in the US, you have FEMA food. Over here, you have like emergency declarations for food. You get mRNA-infused foods. That's the goal. I mean, they're openly creating that right now and passing legislation to push that forward. So we know that's the case. Again, this doesn't mean instead of the royal family, we need government, all that. That's what they want. It's like, I don't think that either is a good situation, but, you know, I would say that we need to learn about voluntarism, the idea of consenting to things as individuals and not depending on a system that you vote for to stop certain power structures, because that's obviously an oxymoron and it's absurd. And unfortunately, that is what a lot of people are leaning back on. They're like, oh, well, you know, we got to get rid of the royal family. Well, then what? And then you have democracy and then or a republic or one of those things. Why? What is that? I mean, look at how that's working out. They've had like three prime ministers in the last year and a half or so, probably, I think, less than that. It's absurd. That isn't the solution. And you don't have a right over your neighbor. The way that we solve these problems is by individual action as human beings. Like, the whole basis of humanity itself is individualism, voluntarism. It's you know, individual responsibility. That's the basis of freedom. Freedom isn't something you hold in your hands. You are free or you're not, and it depends on you watching. And so the solution is, as always, and I've said it a million times in these videos, you know, having food backed up, so when the shelves are empty, which they are getting regularly, you have a solution to that problem. When your electricity doesn't turn on and you need these carbon credits and all this kind of stuff in order to access energy, you have batteries and solar panels and stuff to back it up. And of course, when we're dealing with things like housing, well, I mean, getting out of big cities and not being all in like small apartments in these massive cities where they're developing more easily these 15-minute kind of projects, that's also a great example. And you've heard this from me a million times, but it remains to be true, and it remains to be the solution. Having all your money in the bank, well, that's going to be great when it's cashless and then you can't access it because of wrong think and because you used too much energy and because you went out to eat one night. The solution then is to have things like privacy coins. Epic Cash is a great example, in my opinion. It's not investment advice. Gold and silver, things like that. Things that are not confiscatable too, very important. So again, your know-how of survival, your know-how of being able to get around these things, it's not about, oh, it's a massive apocalypse that's gonna last forever. No, it's gonna be a few years. And it's going to be distressing. And we're gonna see a lot more protests. We're gonna see power structures change, the likes of which we've never seen in history. We're gonna see tyranny like we've never seen in history. But there is a solution to that. And again, I try to provide those solutions as much as possible. I just went to France to try and report on protests, and those were the days there was no protests, so it cost a fortune, so I had to leave. And now I'm here in London after spending a week in Catania to try and get work done and regain my ability to survive, obviously. But you know, I'm going to continue to be reporting on this stuff all over the United Kingdom and elsewhere, hopefully, if I can get the funds together. And I hope that you guys check that gogetfunding.com link in the description to help support us on our travels. We have Patreon, Subscribestar, Bitcoin, a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptos that you could donate in if you please, all that kind of stuff. But those are options, and I really appreciate anything you guys can do. But most of all, what can you do for yourself? I have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WHAM. They also have fully organic food kits as well, which are really hard to find. Use code WHAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WHAM because it helps keep you alive and it keeps us alive at the same time. And at the same time, you can save your family from this conspiracy against you, against humanity, the Tower of Babel that they're building right behind me and elsewhere at the Tower of Basel, which I reported on previously last year. We have opportunities before us. We have a Lion Energy link for batteries and solar panels and that kind of stuff. We have things, of course, like KirkElliottPhD.com/WHAM, where you can buy gold and silver, get a whole bunch of free special reports. You could schedule a call with him at that link. I mean, there are options, my friends. And, you know, waiting until the last second isn't the way to solve this problem. We have all these options, and I want to mobilize people. And if I save one life doing that, then that means the world to me. That's what I do this for. So, anyways, I'm going to continue to analyze these situations and report on it as I can, as fast as I can, as it happens on the ground. And I appreciate people watching and, you know, sharing and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so I'll be back with much, much more. Again, I have to be careful about what I say about the king around here. So you got to understand, I'm fearless in most things, but I also know that I don't need a hound of 1,000 royalists coming after me here. And again, the solution isn't to get rid of them and replace them with another system. The solution is you. So anyways, until next time, check those links, share on social media. You know where I am. I'm on all the different platforms, except for YouTube, of course. And I'll be back at you with much more. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.